今天还有明天中午一次的聚会。
Apart from today, we also have a meeting tomorrow afternoon.
这两个聚会呢，一个头一个尾，很难讲。
And which is beginning, which is the second one, it's difficult to separate the two.
因为这个相当限制。
Because there's a restriction.
我们尽量能够把那些重要的信息把它传出来。
But I'd like to speak about the main points of the gospel here.
我们今天的提到关于人的形象，那么明天关于基督来到世界，把神的恩典带到人的中间。
Today we'll talk about the characteristics of man, and then tomorrow we'll talk about the Lord Jesus as he brings God to this earth.
我们打开新旧约圣经创世纪第一章。
Let's turn to the Old Testament, Genesis chapter 1.
第二十六、第二十七节。
Verse 26, 27.
创世纪第一章二十六、二十七节。
Genesis in the first book of the Bible, chapter 1, verse 26 and 27.
上帝说，我要造我们，要照着我们的形象，样式。造人，使他们管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切的昆虫。上帝就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。第二十六、二十七节。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, 27. Then God said, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over all the earth.And over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. And God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them.
第二十七节一同来读。一、二、三。上帝就造作自己的形象造人。
In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.
造作他自己的形象造男造女。
In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them.
我们再看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
在新约。
Ephesians is in the New Testament about the eighth book or so.
我要先读第二十一，一直到读二十三，第二十四节，请你们读 21 to 23 and 24th, all read together. 第二十一到二十三，如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏，又要将你们的心智改换一新。第二十四节，并且穿上新人，一同读，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着上帝的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。这新人是照着上帝的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21 to 24.Assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him as the truth is in Jesus, put off your old nature which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful lusts and be renewed in the spirit of your minds and put on the new nature created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，求你真理的灵就引导我们，使我们进入真理。你启示了真理，你创造了思想。我要借着你所启示的真理来引导你所创造的思想。我们感谢你造成我们成为有理性的活物，也成为有灵的活物。求主你今天用你真理的灵来引导我们有灵的人里面的理性，听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名求你，阿们。人最大的问题就是人。
The greatest problem with man is man himself.
人最大的兴趣也是人。
Man's greatest interest is in man too.
人最大的困难也是人。
The greatest problem in man is man too.
这人呢是人研究的最深的一个对象之一。
Man is the object of a great interest of investigation by man himself.
小孩子在地上爬的时候。
As a small child is crawling on the ground.
他把父母亲给他的玩具当作他以外的玩物。
He considers the toys that his parents give him as the things outside of him.For his interest.
以后慢慢这个孩子大起来了。
As a person grows up, the child grows up.
他的玩物从没有系统的变成有系统。
His toys become unsystematic to systematized.
乱七八糟只会发生的变成不必要发生有趣味在里面的东西。
And then it becomes very organized.
以后慢慢的他在长大的时候呢。
And then as he grows up.
他研究了科学。
Then he investigates science.
他要把整个大自然当作他的玩具。
Then he considers the whole nature as his toys.
所以小孩子的玩具是人造的，大人的玩具是上帝造的。
The toys of children are man-made, but the toys of adulthood are God-made.
整个科学家研究东研究西，就把整个自然当作他的玩具，你明白吗？
And so as a scientist tries to investigate everything, it is investigating the great nature of God.
人有两种。
And there are two kinds of man.
有一种人一生的工作只要接触机器，他就活一辈子。
And the kind of people who just are in touch with all kinds of machinery.
另外一些人一定要接触人，他才能活一辈子。
And then another type of person who can only live by communicating and having contact with man.
接触物就能过一辈子的人，就在工厂里面，在机器里面，在实验室里面过生活一辈子，静静的就是。
The first type of person, he works with machines, with tools, and he will work at a factory or a laboratory, and he just deals with these things.
那些一定要与人接触的，他去做医生、做护士、做心理学家、做这些教育家，要和人接触。
Type of person who wants to have communication and contact with people will be doctors, nurses, psychologists, and that kind of teacher.
那么有一些人呢，不但把治疗当作玩具，也把人当作研究的对象。人是什么？我来研究人。
And then the people are investigating all the things in nature, and including man, and he considers this a very interesting.
你把人的研究，发现人的部分太多了。
And as you investigate man, we find that man is too complex.
最先的研究皮肤，这个叫皮肤学。
And the first kind of is to investigate the skin dermatology.
也慢慢研究里面的器官学，研究这个生理学 physiology.
And then trying to investigate what's inside, which is physiology.
后来你在研究怎么我会这样想呢？怎么会这样做呢？怎么有这样的反应？就研究心理学，在 psychology.
And then we investigate why we're thinking what we're thinking and inside us. And so this is psychology.
研究的更深的是我怎么会用研究？我这个人会研究，怎么会研究？所以研究思想的研究，研究的研究，这个叫做 epistemology.
And then we're investigating how it is that we're investigating and what this brain and thinking is, pattern is like, and though it's epistemology.
但是有一些东西不是这个有限的理性所能了解的。
But there are certain things which are not discernible by our ordinary senses.
所以人就跳到另外一个阶段，思想到那个超自然的那个状况是什么。
And these are things beyond us, and so this is supernatural, beyond the natural condition.
而这些呢 ,superphysical and supernatural, 这些的东西在年轻的时候我们常常一口咬定没有这个事。
And when we're young, we think that these things, supernatural and superphysical things, we think they are not to be considered.
但人生经历慢慢多起来，到年老的时候就开始，哎，不是这么简单。
But then as we mature and we grow and we think, oh, it's not as simple as all that.
所以思想到关于心灵作用的东西。
And then we think about the things of our mind and thought.
所以年轻的许多人就无神论。
And so as a young person, we say, oh, there's no God.
但是许多人到年老的时候，他说我要去找上帝。
And then a person who grows up a little bit more and he says, oh, I have to find God.
连毛泽东也两次讲过，我不久以后要去见上帝了。
And Mao Zedong himself even said twice that not too long later I will be seeing God.
在整个人生的过程中间。
And in man's course of life,
人以发问为开始，以发问为结束。
The questions and questions in the beginning and questions and later.
起先的发问是我以外的东西是什么？
The first question is what are these things outside of me?
结束是我里面的东西是什么？
And then later what are the things inside of me?
是不是人可以得到真正的答案？
Can man really find a solution to these questions?
人研究自然很容易得到答案。
Man is investigating nature and it's easy to obtain answers.
人研究自己就不容易得到答案。
Man trying to investigate himself is not easy to find the answers.
人研究自由更不容易得到答案。
So investigate freedom, then it's even more difficult to find.
结果明白自然，明白自己，明白自由，明白不了就自杀。
If we can't investigate nature, we can't investigate ourselves, we can't investigate ourselves, and we investigate freedom, we can't investigate that, then we commit suicide ourselves.
我今天不是讲笑话。
We're not joking here.
虽然你们很爱听笑话，我知道。
No, you like to listen to jokes.
我们许多时候呢，我们对着自己就产生自杀的罪，我们不知道。
And a lot of times we commit suicide. By the Chinese word is commit suicide ourselves.
那有许多时候，整个民族在自杀，自己也不知道。
A lot of times a whole nation is committing suicide itself.
那我们的思想，人到底是什么呢？
As we consider what man is,
如果你没有回到神的话里面，你永远不会了解人是什么。
If we don't go back to the scriptures, we don't know what man really is.
我们可以假设人是进化来的。
If we just postulate and say that the man is evolved,
但进化论的创办人自己不承认他整个东西是科学。
And yet the originator of evolution himself did not consider all this as scientific.
所以达尔文在1859年印了 The Origin of Species. 到了1862年的时候，他写信给 Oxford University 一个大教授。
In the early 19th century, Darwin wrote his Origin of Species, and three years later, he wrote to a professor.
He said, the theory of natural selection must be entirely grounded, because until now, I don't have any evidence for that. 到今天呢，我没有一个真正的证据可以证明这个理论是真的，所以这个呢，应当前科下来，这个理论。为这个缘故呢，这个理论本身呢，并不是绝对科学，不是 exact science.
And so this theory is not exact science, even by his own admission.
我个人对进化论的分析，认为这是以哲学的方法来牵涉科学范围的研究。
I believe that evolution actually is the introduction of philosophy into science.
基督徒是神创造的人。
In the Christian view, God has created man.
那反对的人就是神，都看不见你到底在讲什么。
And so a person who is objecting, he says, I cannot see God, what are we talking about?
那么你说看不见的都不存在吗？
And so what are the things that we can't see, the things we can't see, they don't exist?
没有一个人可以否定看不见的都不存在。
Nobody can deny the things which you can't see and say that they are not in existence.
进化论的人说是人是进化来的。
And so the evolutionists say that man has evolved.
一个人相信进化论，他需要信心。
A person who believes in evolution, he needs faith.
正像一个人相信神创造人需要信心一样。
As just as a person who needs who believes in God, he needs faith too.
进化论的假设并不是一个真正的科学证据。
The basic assumptions in evolution are not scientific.
所以呢，当非基督徒说你们基督徒是迷信的时候
，And when a non-Christian says a Christian you are superstitious，
我们说呢，今天的许多非科学而套上科学面具的那些学问本身也是一种迷信。
And a lot of things which are so-called science, but actually have only a facade of science, they are also superstitious.
那我们是不是认为神造人是一个迷信
？If we think that God created man, is that a superstition?
我再说，这是真正能给我们答案和人性尊严基础最稳重的一个答案的一个来源。
This is a very basic solution to the question of man's characteristic and nature.
人是谁
？What is man?
为什么人有这么高的价值？
How is it that man has such a high value?
圣经说神按照自己的形象同样式来造人。
Because the Bible tells us that God created us in His own image.
所以呢，从自古无论东方无论西方，早就发现人与万物之间有绝对的不同。
And so from east or west, or from old days, we all know that man is quite different.
是希腊的阿里士多德说，人之异于禽兽，因为人是有理性的。
And the Greek Aristotle, he said that man and creatures are different.
放下去啊，你看住他们。Generational being, 人是有理性的。
那么 man has a reason.
中国人更高一步的说呢，人之所以为人，因为人是万物之灵呢。
And Chinese say that man is the
spirit of all beings. 那么这个人呢就。在东方的思想就比西方更深一层了。
And so the Oriental thoughts are much deeper than those of the Western.
但是怎样解释人，都是以人自己的思想来思想人，所以脱离不了就人的主观。
No matter what, it is subjective because it's man thinking about man.
但是当创造人的神自己启示了一些真理的时候，你就脱离这个主观，从那客观的本身来看人是什么。
But because God has created man, and God can instill the thoughts in man, so if we look at God's objective viewpoint, then it's then it circumvents the problem of subjectivity.
有关于这个 necessity of revelation 启示的必要性，今天我们没有机会谈了。
We really don't have time to talk about the necessity of revelation.
我举一个很简单的例子好了。
There's a very simple example.
你读了小学。
You studied primary school.
又读了中学。
You studied in the middle school.
又读了大学。
And then go on to college.
有的人读大学读到头大起来了。
Some people go to college and their heads get big.
当你小学的时候，我如果读大学多么好啊！
And some people as they're going through primary school, they say, oh, it's great if I go to college.
等到你大学毕业，人家很羡慕你，你看自己不过如此。
And then other people admire you, but then you realize that it's just like that.
所以呢，你就发现呢，这个中国的古话是对，生也有涯矣，学也无涯矣。The life is limited, but the knowledge is unlimited. 所以呢，这个在有限度的人生中间，要了解无限的学问是不可能的事情。
As a person who's limited with a limited knowledge to learn everything about the infinite knowledge is impossible.
所以小孩子看读大学是了不起的。
And so a primary school student looks at a college student and says, "Oh, that's really phenomenal."
大学生看自己没有什么。
But a college student looks at himself and says, "Well, it's not much."
你说我还要到外国去留学。
He says, "Oh, I'll go to overseas to study."
这个留怎么留不一定，可能是留下来，可能留级，只要去留学就是了。
As long as we can go overseas, we want to.
有你去了。
So you go.
我告诉你，最快乐的就是刚上飞机那半个钟头。
I think the happiest time is that half hour. First half hour, you get onto the plane.
你申请的办事 passport 拿到了。
You finally got your passport.
这个在 I-20 已经盖到了。
And you chopped your I-20.
你现在坐上飞机了。
And then you got on the plane.
你看到那些人流着眼泪挥别的时候。
As those people are tearfully waving to you.
你感到何等自豪，那是被撇下的一群。
And so, then you think about all those people you're leaving behind.
虽然你戴着订婚戒指是把它钉死了，不是把自己钉死了。
Even though you have engagement ring, and that's another matter.
你现在到美国来了。
Then you're going to America.
那半个钟头高兴不得了了。
In that half hour, you're very happy.
我现在是空中之人。
And as if I'm up in space.
我是高超的人。
I'm an elevated person.
出类拔萃。
I'm really very high.
是高人一等。
Taller than others.
但是过了半个钟头以后
，But then half an hour later,
你听见 Boeing 这个 jet， 这个声音，怎么到四个钟头还这样？我的人生就要下去了。
Then as the plane drones on, you think as if your life is going on like that.
你今天早上到了 Cincinnati 来了。
This morning you came to Cincinnati.
今天下午要吃这里的饭。
Then this afternoon you have to eat this, the food of this place.
呼吸这里的空气了。
You have to breathe the air that's here.
你开始很多思想了。
Then you have many thoughts.
那么这样要过一生了。
We have to live this life like that.
一生的过程中间。
And in the life pattern,
无论你多么聪明。
No matter how bright you are,
都到你的头圆的变成方的。
Even though you study your round head to a square head,
你的头变成方的。都到你很聪明很聪明。
And you become very, very bright.
请问，如果你父亲没有告诉你 I am your father, 你能不能读 MIT, PhD, 读这个 UC, 读这个 University of Illinois, 这个 Purdue, 什么学校的都读完了哪一大堆学位，会不会用你的头脑想出来，这个是我父亲。
If your father had not told you that he is your father, and you, even though you go to all the best schools and you think and think, would you be able to think of that?
Can you reason out who is your father among the thousands of millions of people in the world? 你能不能想出来？能不能？只有一个不能，其他都能。我再问你，能不能想出来啊？你说我很聪明，我的理性什么都要透过我理性，单单这一点你就没办法。
And you say, oh, everything is reasonable, and in this particular matter, you can't do it.
你的理性永远没有办法给你想出谁是你父亲，如果你父亲没有告诉 I am your father.
If your reason by, and reason and by logic, you cannot think this out unless your father tells you that I am your father.
你明白？
Do you understand that?
所以呢，照样人怎样厉害，可以怎样假设人的来源，如果神创造人的神没有告诉人，人永远没有办法知道谁是神，也没有办法知道人的价值到什么地步。
Even man, though man is theorizing and speculating and trying to figure out where he comes from, if God does not reveal it to him and tell him who he is and that he is our God, then we cannot think it out.
所有的政治都是要管制人。
All kinds of politics is used to control people.
Government. 要这个管理人。
And in order to control and govern.
但你不知道人的价值在哪里，你把人当作一个是玩具来管理，你只能把人害死。
But if you don't know the value of a person and you just use them like a toy, then you will kill them.
所以呢，就是人与人之间的关系要透过哪一个真理去了解呢？
And so for man and man, the relationships are, how do we have this true understanding?
这个人的外表有着物质的一部分，但里面的价值，那心灵的部分，到底价值到什么地步呢？
What is our value inside of us, even though we have this external appearance that we have?
What is the standard we use to evaluate the value of man? 我们怎么样去衡量人的价值呢？你用什么标准去衡量呢？
With what measure do we use to evaluate the value of man?
圣经告诉我们 man are created after the image and the likeness of God.
Because the Bible tells us that man is created in the image and the likeness of God.
人是尊贵。
Man is valuable, is precious.
人是荣耀。
And he's glorious.
因为神造作自己的形象创造人。
Because man created us in his own image. God created man in his own image.
人之所以为人。
Being man.
因为神把他的形象放在人里面。
Because God's image is in man.
所以你绝对不能把人以兽等量齐观。
And so we cannot consider man just like an animal.
你怎么样的假设都不能解决这个问题。
No matter how you hypothesize, you cannot hypothesize.
你怎么样的猜想都不能得到真正的答案。
No matter how you think and speculate, you cannot have an answer.
除非你透过创造人的神启示，你看见人的尊严在什么地方。
Only when God, the Creator, reveals himself to us, then we know what the value of man
Only
really is.
Only truth and revelation of God, the Creator, then you know. No other way. 那么这个神照着自己的形象来造人。
When God creates us in his own image.
那这个形象到底什么意思呢？
What does that mean, the image?
这我们的小，我小的时候看这一节圣经呢，我想照着神形象造，那么我像神，神也像我，像来像去。
So when I was young and I was thinking about this, I said, well, if I'm in the image of God, then God must be like me and I must be like God.
你看两个双生的孩子。
Do we see two twins?
很像哦。
Very similar.
看到眼睛疲倦还看不出不同在那里。
And even though your eyes are tired of looking at them, you can't distinguish them.
后来你说你像他他也像你。
So you look like him and he looks like you.
这个好像可以讲。
And maybe you can say that.
但是当你说你爸爸说、哎、某某人你很像你的爸爸。
And so he said, well, if you talk to another person, he said, well, you look like your father.
他说 I'm very glad.
He says, I'm glad.
因为他爸爸是好人。
Because his father is a good person.
如果爸爸是强盗，你说很像他爸爸，他就生气了。
But if his father is a robber and you say that, then he'll be angry.
但当你对一个人说你很像你的孩子。
And if you tell a person that you are very much like your son.
对不对啊？对不对啊？
Is that correct?
哦，某某，你很像你的孩子。
And you say, you look like your son.
You feel something wrong, huh?
How come I look like my son? Huh? Must be he looks like me, but not I looks like him. 所以呢，你说的这个不对，应该他像我，不是我像他。
你会翻译吗？你忘记翻译？
你翻译？因为应该他像我。
He should be like me.
不应该我像他。
Not I like him.
为什么呢？因为我是父亲，他是孩子嘛。
Because I'm the father and he's the son.
所以请你注意听了。After you laugh, now you we think seriously.
我们像神，这表示呢，神是本相。
If we are like God, then God is the original image.
The original image.我像他
，and I am like him。
那你注意啊，我爱他的时候，我是 subject。
If I love him, then this is the subject.
The one to whom I love is object.
And then the other person is the object.
对不对？但是我像他的时候，我是 object， 他是 subject。
If I am like him, then I am the object. He is the subject.
你注意这个不同的地方。
See the difference？
这个像倒过来一样。
It's the other way around.
我像他，
I am like him，
不是 subject。
I am not the subject.
我是 object.
I am the object.
我像他。
I am like him.
他被我像。
I am like him.
这被我像是被动，但是变成主动。
We cannot reverse it in the other way around.
这个有一点像我们中国人讲的，我们往前面走，再过几天我们向前走，为了伟大的明天，为了伟大的后天，所以前面是后天，后面是前天。You said.We look forward, huh? The forward, the day after. Forward means after, huh? 那么呢，这个 before is past already. Forward, not yet come. 你明白吗？所以这边倒过来了。这样呢，我像他呢，他被我像，被我像的变成本相，像的变成次相。
So I am like him, and so I'm secondary to him, his image.
He's the original image. 所以这个人像神。
So man is like God.
人是照着上帝的形象造的。
Because man is made in the image of God.
这句话里面所包含的真理太伟大。
And this truth is so precious.
我今天要把这个讲得相当透彻。
I'd like to talk about this in detail.
所以我要你们思想。
So we have to think about this.
单单听就好了。
Not just to think, listen to it.
使我们进到这个字里面的意义里面。
So we can really understand the words here.
那这位曾弟兄，我过去看过他。
In the past, I have seen this brother Zeng.
不过印象不深。
But not a deep impression.
所以今天再见的时候。
And so today I see him.
我好像看过你啊。
I think like I've seen him before.
这个看就是好像看，不知道看不看。
So it's like I've seen him before.
有没有看过你啊？
Have I seen you before?
有啊，你五年前来 Cincinnati， 我在这里啊。
And so I've seen you five years ago when I saw you.
我现在更有印象。
And then I have a deep impression.
这个印象你哪里来的？
And then where does this impression come from?
印象是从他的本相印下去叫做印象。
So impression is like you have that his person impressed on me.
你明白吗？
You understand that?
Original image is the cause of impression.
The original image is the cause of the impression.
Original image is the cause of impression in my heart. So in my mind, there's something impressed. In my mind, there's impression concerning Dr. Chen. 这位曾医生的印象印进去了。
So his image is in me.
我看看了以后。
As I look at him,
我怕没有印象，所以看久一点就有印象。
If I don't have an impression, then I stare at him more, and then I have the impression.
我再看
，I look at him more.
鼻子是这样
，the nose is like that.
眼睛是这样
，eyes are like that.
耳朵是这样
，ears are like that.
眼镜是这样
，eyes glasses.
头发是这样
，and his hair is like that.
我印进去了
，then I have this impression in my.
我回家的时候怕忘记他。
And so if I go back and I am afraid I might forget him.
所以我把他印象画出来了。
And then I have to draw him out.
现在我们来看两遍。第一是本相。
There's an original image.
第二是印象。
Second is the impression.
Impressional image.
Impressional image.
第三是画像。
And then third is the artist.
Image in portrait. 所以我把它画出来，眼睛是这样的，眼睛是这样的，头发是这样的。那么看了以后，他太太发脾气。
Then after we see that, his wife gets angry.
他说不像。
And not like him.
所以呢，画像不像。
And it's not like an image.
他太太说不行不行。
Not like him.
我请你撕掉好不好
？Can you tear it up?
我就把它撕掉。
So I tear it up.
他说我要寄一张照相。
And I will send a photograph of it.
因为这个画像就等于画不像。
And this because this draw portrait is not correct.
所以这个现在就给你们照相。
And so then we send a photographic image.
照相。
Photograph.
但我说照相也不对，你不要看我的不像，你照相也不像。
And then I would say, oh, well, even the photographic image is not correct.
为什么不像呢?
Why not?
因为本像是立体的。
Because there's a three-dimensional face.
但是你的照像是平面的。
But your photograph is two-dimensional.
从立体平面到立体，立体到平面，有个 qualitative difference.
Because there's a qualitative difference going from three-dimensional to two-dimensional.
我怎么可以接受这个就是你丈夫的像呢?
How can I accept that this is your husband's picture?
他说气死人，这样还不够好。寄一个摄像给。
I'll give you a real image.
但是他寄一个摄像给我的时候，真的是立体的。
And then I'll send a stone image.
我说还不像。
And I was still not.
因为你的丈夫会弹性，会笑的，他不会。
And because your husband, he can smile.
所以你看见，无论如何做，你就是做 wax, 你做 plastic, 做个 mechanical, 做一个 special plastic one, with a flexibility. 你怎么样没办法代替那个本相？
Even though you use wax, you use plastic or mechanical means to make it flexible or whatever, and you still cannot replicate the original image.
雕像说像 plastic 像什么像我不管它，就全部加起来没有一个能够代替本相。
Even if you add up all the other images, you cannot represent the original image.
你明白这个意思吗？
Do you understand the original meaning?
那么这里我们的思想的问题就是这个本相到底是指什么呢？
And so we want to know what is the original image. What does that mean?
在本相与其他的相之间。
The difference between the original image and any other image.
你说的我知道，我看他很像很像。
And we say, oh well, he looks very much like him.
你说看他像，我就看他不像。
And you look at the image and say, well, it doesn't look like him.
That's okay.
看他像，我就看不像，根据什么呢？
What is the difference between whether he looks like the image or doesn't look like the image?
有一件东西沟通这些。
What is the common factor of all this?
What is the common ground between the original image, the impressional image, the image of portrait?Or image of photography, or image of sculpture, that is 叫做形象
And that is the common ground for all of this is the image.
形象就把这本相、印象化成沟通，那个叫做形象
This image, this common image, is the image which represents the original image.
当你抓到形象的中心的时候
And when you've gotten the crux of the image,
你会画漫画
As you are doing a caricature,
当你画漫画的时候
and as you're drawing a caricature,
有的人把卡特的总统的鼻子放大一百倍，但你一看就知道卡特就是卡特。
And some people are drawing cartoons, they draw the nose of Carter very large, and the people when they look at it, they know that's the nose of Carter.
为什么呢？
Why is it so?
因为 artist 把那个形象的中心给抓到了。
Because the artist have already captured the crux of that image, of that face and image.
你明白这个意思？
What do you know? Understand that?
所以这个形象。
And that is the true image.
怎么越弄越糟糕？
歪了一半了，这形象不对。
好了。
好，那我们现在分形象成几种形象。
And so there are different kinds of image.
我想你听别人讲形象不这样讲法，就 original.
This is an original description.
好，现在你听啊。
Why we listen?
第一种形象是这个有形的形象。
And the first image is an image with a physical appearance.
这个叫做看得见的形象。
This is a visible image.
你给画出来。
If I draw it out.
你画出来。这个人大概是这样。
Let's say I draw a person like this.
鼻子是这样。
Nose like this.
胡须大概是这样。
Mustache.
这个大概是这样。
And there's a beard.
你把它画出来。
As you draw him out.
这可以看出来的。
You can see him. It's visible.
Visible image.
A visible image.
这个叫做有形之相。
That is, he has a physical, visible form.
这种艺术比较简单。
This is a somewhat easier artistry.
第二种的形象是什么呢？
What is the second kind of image?
性格的形象。
That is image of his character.
也可以用声音表达出来的。
And we can use it with sound to express it.
你躺在那边睡觉。
As you're sleeping there,
听见一个人从楼梯走下来了。
You hear someone coming down the stairs.
哦，我的老妈妈。你大概这个是老妈妈了。
You know, that's my old mother.
另外一个人跑下来了。
And another person comes down.
这小儿子。
You know, this is a child.
这个马上给你一个形象进来了。
Immediately, you have an image.
那个形象画不出来的。
You You can't draw that out.
那个形象呢，是性格的形象。
This is his personality.
我告诉你，有的人叩门是很轻的。
Some people knock on the door very softly.
有的叩门是很大声，像雷太太。
Some people knock on the door like Mama Nell.
他是很爽的人，砰砰砰就是叩门了。是心脏病的人不可以住在他家里。
People with heart attacks can't live in a home.
你听他叩门的时候。
As she knocks on the door,
你知道这个有她声音的性格。
And this reflects her personality.
第三样,
the third type,
艺术的形象。
This is an artistic image.
当你听 Mozart 的时候，
if you listen to Mozart,
the Mozart's music,
and hear his music,
他最雄壮的时候还是像一只羊在跳一样。
Even if it is most brilliant,
最雄壮
even if it is most violent dynamic work, you can still feel as if the lambs are sort of jumping up.
但是当你听贝多芬的时候，
but if you're listening to Beethoven,
就贝多芬最柔软的时候，还是像一只狮子在睡觉。
Even in the softest tones, it is like a sleeping lion.
当你听 Tchaikovsky 的时候，
if you listen to Tchaikovsky,
你听见那个纷乱加上伟大的理想之间的交织 interwoven.
You see the interweaving of great turbulence.
那么你听见 Brahms 的时候，
if you listen to Brahms,
你听见那 philosophical idea get across within the music.
You can hear the philosophical
technology.
Thoughts coming through in the music.
所以你听 Beethoven, 贝多芬的形象，
and you can see Beethoven's personality and his image.
Mozart 有 Mozart 的形象，
and Mozart's image.
Schumann 有 Schumann 的形象，
Schumann's his image.
Schubert 有 Schubert 的形象，
Schubert's interest.
Those
image.
Musical image is invisible.
And these images are invisible.
所以你对耳聋的人讲贝多芬是何等的伟大雄壮，他说哈，因为他耳聋，他听不见。
Because if you talk to a person who's deaf and you say, "Oh, the Beethoven is so just so brilliant,
so great,"
and he can't understand it.
那些形象要透过艺术的声音同和音的调和来表达出来的。
Because in this artistry, it has to be interwoven with all the harmony.
所以如果你说人是照着神的形象造的，那么神一定像人，你就弄错了。
If you think that because man is created in the image of God, then God must be like man, then you're wrong.
你明白我这个意思吗？
You understand?
我小的时候，
when I was young,
我人既然像神，神一定像人，所以神一定很大，眼睛很大，鼻子很大，故事在天上走来走去，他一这个流汗，我们就下大雨。
And as a child, I was thinking, well, if God is like man, and then God has eyes and ears and nose and all, and then if he's sweating, maybe we'll have rain.
但是我告诉你，不是如此。
But I tell you, it's not like that.
如果神呢，不过是人理性假造或者产生出来的。
If God is only a reflection of how we think and how we think him out,
那样的神就比人更小。
And then this person would be even smaller than man.
This kind of God, not this person. 我再说 ，If God can be reasoned out, or is God is only projection of human reason, or if God is a product of human reasoning power, that kind of God is even smaller than man.That is not God. 那就不是神。
He is not God then.
神之所以为神。
God being God,
因为神是创造思想，而不是思想创造出来。
Because God has created our thoughts, and not the thoughts has created God.
God is not the product of reason, but God produced and created human reason. 所以这位神是比理性更大。
And so this God is even greater, is greater than our reason.
如果神是比理性更大的，你想来想去想不明白，这是正常的事情。
God is greater than reason, and we reason and reason, and we can't reason him out, then that's normal.
如果你说我能完全想通神，那才是反常的事情。
If you can completely reason out God, then that is abnormal.
如果神创造了物质，那么呢，他就不可能是物质。
If God created material, then this material, he is not material.
He's absolutely impossible to be matter. So, 如果神是物质，那么这位神呢，就是一个比我们的思想更小的一位神。
Because if God is matter, then he would be even smaller than our thoughts.
这样呢，上帝看不见才是对的。
And so God, if we can't see him, then it's correct.
Invisible God is God.
Because he is invisible and he's God.
The visible God is not God. Praise the Lord, for he is invisible. 感谢上帝，因为上帝是看不见的。看得见的上帝不是上帝。
If God can be seen, then he's not God.
那么关于这一方面，我今天不谈太多了，因为那是 special lecture.
We can't talk about that because that's a special lecture tonight.
It's transcendence of God.
The transcendence of God.
好，神的形象，我们要怎么样解释？
And so, how do we explain the image of God?
神不是物质。
God is not matter.
所以你不能用这个看得见的形象来描写它。
We can't use a visible appearance to describe him.
你不能用声音的形象来描写它。
We can't use sound to describe him.
那我们怎么了解？
How do we understand?
只能透过全本圣经神的属性的表达来了解这个形象。
Only can we, if we can read the entire Bible as the entire revelation is letter to us,
we can only. base our understanding on the attributes of God revealed in the entire Bible to understand what is the meaning of the image of God. 就是这样。那么这个神的形象是什么？
一样。
圣经告诉我们，神是灵。
The first point is that God is a spirit.
神是灵。
God is spirit.
所以呢，人照着神的形象造的，人被造成有灵的活人。
So God, man was made in the image of God, so man has spirit also.
人是有灵性。
Man has a spiritual nature.
人是有灵的活人。
He is a man with a spiritual life.
We are all spiritual beings. Besides, we have the material part of our life and person. We still have another part invisible. That is the spiritual part, spirit. Or soul, 那个灵魂，那个看不见的一部分。就是你构成你人格、理想、奋斗，甚至革命，你的这个追求的那些伟大的东西从里面跑出来，因为你是有灵的活人。
The person with spirit, the soul is our innermost part, is the one who gives us our drive, our thoughts and our revolutionary ideas and all the greatness in man.
这个灵呢，有一个永恒的自角性。
And then there's an eternal value in this.
Eternal consciousness of your own existence.这个永恒的自角性，自己存在的觉悟性
，eternal consciousness of our own self。
所以人之所以为人
，man being man，
他很清楚的觉悟，我是存在的，我不是非我，非我不是我。
And so, I am existence. If it's not me, it's not me.
I am not non-I, and non-I is not I. 我与非我之间的一个很清楚的隔辨。
There's a great difference between non-I and myself.
我最近在想一个问题：一个人睡觉的时候有没有觉悟他存在
？A person who's living, who's sleeping, can he realize his existence?
我告诉他，睡得最熟的时候还觉得我在睡觉。
I mean, even if he's sleeping the deepest sleep, he can still feel that I am sleeping.
当我们这个肉体解决这个肉体朽坏以后
，and then as our body is decomposed and deteriorated,
你那个自我永存的觉悟性是没有失去的。
This self-consciousness realizing of our own existence still exists.
这个是人和动物不同的地方。
And this is the difference between man and animals.
我们从圣经得到最高认识人的智慧。
From the Bible, we see the greatest understanding of the greatest wisdom of understanding man.
中国的文化大革命的时候
in the Cultural Revolution in China,
许多好人被当作坏人来处决
many good people were considered as bad people and were dealt with.
现在想起来不对了
and then they think about it now and they realize it's not right.
所以给他平反
and then they change over.
先拉平，然后翻过来
and so they change it over.
这个很公平的处理才好吗
And so now we want to do it fairly.
照唯物论来说，死了就完了，死了的人为什么要平反？
According to existentialism, materialism.
根据这个 dialectic materialism theory, after death finish, 人死了就完了，为什么死了的人还要再平反呢？因为无论他是基督徒非基督徒，上帝已经把那个永恒的自角性放在他里面，所以他相信死了不是完了。
平反是什么？
我也不知道这平凡英文叫什么我不知道re-evaluate for the died people 那些这个他们牺牲了、re-evaluate 可以了就用 re-evaluation、
So in this process they were trying to re-evaluate all these deeds of the, during the Cultural Revolution but of course only in Christianity do we have a life after death
这个对于不公义的处理我们有个不平的心
Let's say we try to deal with a problem that has been unfair in the past and we try to correct it.
人死了精神不死。
We say, well, a man is dead, but his spirit lives.
他活在我们的心中。
And his spirit lives in our hearts.
这些话不是基督徒讲的。
These thoughts are not Christians.
这些是非基督徒讲的。
These are non-Christian thoughts.
但只要他是人。
But as he is a man.
神创造人就把永恒的自角性放在人。
As he is a man, God has put in him this consciousness, self-consciousness about his own existence.
因为人是照着神的形象。
Because man is indeed created in the image of God.
第二样。
And the second thing.
神是谁呀？
Who is God?
圣经告诉我们，神。
Bible tells us.
是灵啊，神是圣洁的。
God is holy.
因为神是圣洁的。
God is holy.
所以人被造，按照神的形象造，人就有良心的一个功用的。
So because man is created in the image of God, so man also has a conscience.
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 Con plus science.
Con plus science.
这英文呢是从两个字来的 ,con and science. 这 science 就是科学。
Science is science.
Con 就是那个 company 那个 con, 那个意思。就是 cooperation 那个 co.
This is my cooperation.
那么 conscience 两个字从哪里来的呢？
And so where do these two words come from?
是从拉丁文来的。
This is from Latin.
所以良心这个字，拉丁文是 co and science.
And the Latin is co and science.
那么 science 这个拉丁文 skill 这个意思是什么意思呢？
And what does it mean in Latin?
就是 I know.
That is I know.
Conscience means the one who know together with me. Co knower.
One who knows with me.
与我同知的那一位。
The person who knows with me.
换一句话什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是说，我知道的事，不但是我自己知道，我里面的良心与我一同知道。
That's, not only do I know, the conscience within me also knows.
当你做坏事的时候，
As we do something that is evil,
你很自然看看有没有人看见。
I'll look around to see if anybody has seen me.
你说感谢主，没有人看见。
Thank the Lord, nobody has seen me.
哦，那当你做坏事的时候，
when you do something bad,
你说牧师不在，
the pastor's not here,
传道人也不在，
the preacher's not here,
没有一个人在，
nobody's around.
我就平平安安做吧。
And so I can do it safely.
你做完了就不平安了。
After you finish it, then you're not peaceful.
因为里面有神的代表在里面。
Because God's representative is in here.
God's representative is your conscience,
and that is our conscience.
He's not rebuking you.
And rebuking us.
他现在骂你，责备你。
Rebuking us, scolding us,
judging you,
judging us.
You are a sinner.
You are a sinner.
You had done something wrong.
You have done something wrong.
You are sinning against God. 你现在已经犯罪得罪神。那么这个良心呢，在哪里做工的时候呢？这告诉我们人呢，很多不同的地方，人有一个道德律在我们里面。
And so we have a moral nature, with moral laws within us.
从圣经我们看得很清楚。
In the Bible, we see it very clearly.
神把灵性的旧物放在我们里面。
God's spirit comes in us.
No,
it's put into us.
God give us the spiritual understanding and existence consciousness in us. 第二，上帝把 the responsibility concerning human morality, this conscience and this function into our heart. 你是人。
We are men.
第三点。
The third point.
圣经告诉我。
The Bible tells us.
神是永恒的。
God is eternal.
因为神是永恒的。
Because God is eternal,
所以人被造的时候就有个永恒性在里面。
And so because God is eternal, we have the characteristics of eternity.
这个永恒性是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是我们不肯被历史所淘汰。
And so that is to say we will not be thrown away in history.
你再听这一句话。我们人被活在，被生在历史的某一个阶段里面。
As we are born into a certain era in history,
不是我的选择。
It is not of my own choice.
I was born in the year of 1940.That is not because of my choice. I have no choice. I went there passively. So I was there. I have to accept the fact I have been born. That's all. 但是呢，我不愿意被历史所淘汰。
But I am.
我不要被历史所淘汰。
I will not be thrown away by history.
所以我要研究前人的事。
I want to investigate the things of people past.
我盼望能影响后人的时代。
To influence those of the events afterwards.
这个研究历史，影响历史的可能性，是从永恒的本质产生出来。
The study of history in order to influence history and the course of events subsequently is because of the eternal characteristics.
这个很奇怪。
This is very marvelous.
如果人不是永恒的。
If a man is not of eternal characteristics.
那么孔子活72岁，怎么会影响几千年呢？
Confucius only lived 72 years. How can he influence so many thousands of years?
有一些人佩服他的影响，有一些人妒忌他的影响，最后把他的影响杀掉。
Some people admire his influence. Some people are opposing his influence, and they want to kill his influence.
反对传统的人就要建立一个新的传统。
Those who are objecting to tradition, they want to create a new tradition.
而新的传统虽然反对传统，不一定会比旧的传统更好。
Even though the new tradition is opposed to the old tradition, it may not be better.
我这个都不评论。
I don't want to criticize this.
但是我要讲一件事情。
But I want to say something.
就是这种要在历史中间产生影响力的这个企图，是从哪里来？从人的永恒性产生出来。
And this is this characteristic of altering the course of events in history is based on this eternal characteristic of man.
传道书三章十一节告诉我。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11 it says,
God put eternity in human heart.
God put eternity into human hearts.
King James Version wrongly interpreted that verse. 这个因钦定一本呢翻译错了，他说 God put the word into human heart. That's wrong. The original meaning is God put eternity in human heart.
So when you die, it is not finished.
第四样，我们怎么知道人是照着上帝的形象造的？
How do we know that a man is created in the image of God?
圣经告诉我们，上帝是主。
Bible tells us that God is Lord.
God is Lord.
God is Lord.
所以上帝创造人的时候呢？
When God created us,
就把那个自主性放在人的里面。
He gave us the own, our own control of our own.
No, 这自主性 the self-control, self-control's ability 放在我们的里面。所以人呢有这个自由，有这个 freedom。
So man has freedom.
这是人和动物不同的地方。
Man is different from other from animals in this regard.
动物从生到死，所有的这个生理的时期，这个 physiological period had been totally computerized, 已经电脑化了。
Animal from birth to death is totally programmed.
所以到了几岁他长大。
And so as to how many how old he is, and then he grows.
到几岁他发育了。
And then how then he undergoes his maturity.
到几岁他要结婚了。
And then he's to marry.
动物要结婚了，他就大声叫，我要结婚。
As an animal wants to marry, then he will shout and say that I want to marry.
他不要结婚，你没有办法。
And there's no other way.
但是人不一样。
But man is different.
人能控制。
Man has control.
能够控制他的 sex.
Can control his sex desires.
他有自主性。
Because he has this self-control.
能够自我控制的力量是从那里来的。
And where is this the self-control power?
人是照着上帝的形象造。
Because man is created in the image of God.
现在请你听这两句话产生的困难在哪里。
And so let us see where the difficulty is in these two words.
上帝说，我是主。
God says, I am Lord.
人照着上帝形象造的。人说，我是主。
And because man is created in the image of God, but he also says, I am Lord.
所以呢，现在产生了什么？ The conflict between the two lordships. 你明白吗？这个产生主权的冲突了，所以人不要神，人反对神，人要自己做主。为什么？因为人连自己做主的本性也是神给的。
Even though man's lordship is given by God, yet a man wants to retain this lordship and rebellion against God, attacking God and wanting to do his own way.
The right to oppose God is also given by God. 连你反对神的权柄也是神给的，而你反对神是透过哪一个途径？是为什么？你要自己审查。
And so why is this so? And then we have to think about it.
有许多人这个烦那个烦，他自己不知道他烦的是什么，过了几十年才知道烦错了。
A lot of people, they're anti everything, and then they don't realize what they're doing. And then after years later, then they realize.
整个世界的历史都是人要宣布自己是主，不要神的一个历史。
In the history of mankind, it is our declaration, man's declaration, and I am Lord, and I don't want God.
你看第十八世纪以后。
In the 18th century, after the 18th century.
After the age of reason,You come to the age of ideology and a lot of human thinking and a system of social order produced in the 19th century. In the 20th century, it arrived to one age in which men call themselves, men have come of age. And finally, we control ourselves, we govern our society until now. We see all kinds of confusion, never solve the problem of human being because we can never take out from the root.The sinful nature of man. 人没有办法把人的罪性拔出来，所以怎么样宣布自主，反对神，离开一切的信仰，要用各样的办法建立自己的社会体系，直到公平社会，但永远不可能达到。 Dr. Professor Sorokin, the doctor and the professor in sociology of Harvard University, originally from Communist Party of Russia, he told us from the beginning, man has very high goal of ideal society to be established.But we never achieved that. 我们永远不能达到繁荣、富强、公平的社会的理想，永远是理想，永远没有达到，因为罪没有拔除。
This idealistic society that we're all seeking for will never be reached because we have not dealt with the problem of sin.
人要宣布自己是主。
As man declares himself as Lord.
我告诉你，这个每一个主题啊，都可以用一个钟头来谈。
We know that each topic here we can talk about for an hour.
里面有很多的东西要注意。
A lot of things we can point out.
我今天要 briefly 把一个重要的概念关于这个形象告诉你。
And, but I'd like to sort of summarize all these briefly today.
你们这个英文的听英文的，你还不能看到任何一本书有这些东西。
I don't think you will be able to read any of this in any of the English texts.
还没有一本书接到这个东西。You are listening to the original lecture now.
this is an original lecture.
第五样。
Number five,
圣经告诉我们，上帝是光。
That God is light.
因为上帝是光。
God is light.
所以上帝造人的时候，人是被造在荣耀的里面。
And so when man was created in glory.
荣耀里面。
In glory.
所以诗篇第八篇说，上帝以荣耀同尊贵为冠冕给人戴上去。
And in Psalm chapter 8 it says that God gave us a royal crown, a crown to put on the head of man.
The dignity and the glory. crowned on man. 那么这个呢，人是尊贵同荣耀的什么意思呢？
And so this person is dignified, has dignity and has glory. What does that mean?
人是唯一有价值观念的货物。
Man is the only one with true value.
价值观的 with
the value of
concept of values. 我们有价值观念，这个是有价值的。
We have a concept of values to say this thing has value.
这个是更有价值的。
This thing has not has more value.
这个最高的价值的。
And what is the greatest value?
我们里面有个 evaluation.
We have an evaluation process.
这些东西动物没有的。
This kind of thought the animals do not have.
所以我们分等次。
We divide into different
grades. 我们分
grades,
次序。
Have different sequences.
当我的狗来找我的时候。
When the dog comes to look for me.
我正在看一本很重要的书。
And as I'm looking at a very important book.
我没有时间来服侍它。
I have no time to serve him.
所以我呢就用我的脚摸摸它。
So I use my leg in order to sort of placate him.
他也很高兴。
And he is very happy.
尾巴一直摇。
And he wags his tail.
后来我看到最紧张的时候。
As I'm looking at the most tense part.
我太太来了。
And then the wife comes.
我没有时间同他谈话。
I have no time to talk to him.
我也用脚摸摸他。
If I use my leg to touch her.
他一定把我打一巴掌跑掉了。为什么呢？
She would slap me and leave.
因为他是人，他分别什么是价值。
Because she is a person and a human being, so that she can classify her values.
你明白我的意思吗？
You understand?
一个政治家，
a politician,
有他的价值观。
He has his sense of values.
一个艺术家，
an artist, he has a sense of values.
有他的价值观。
He has a sense of values.
我十七岁的时候开始作曲。
And at age 17, I started writing music.
I composed music.
Composed music.
所以那一年里面我写了一百多首的歌。
That year I wrote about 100 songs.
有一天我听 Beethoven Symphony No. 9。
One day I was listening to Beethoven's Symphony No. 9.
第四个 movement.
In the 10th movement.
我想不好听。
And I was thinking, well, it's not very good.
我的比较好听。
I said, well, mine is better.
That's better.
Mine was better.
但等到我越来越懂音乐的时候。
But then as I began to understand music more.
我想我才知道价值不是我从前那样的想法来定的。
And I realized the value is not the own value, my values that I had decided on before.
It's not evaluated according to my own criteria. 你明白吗？这个价值有固定的法则在里面。
There's a certain characteristics in the evaluation.
神造人，把荣耀放在人里面。
And God created man, and God gave us glory.
当一个人真正明白他是人的时候。
When we really realize that we are man.
当一个人有高尚的品德，社会的人都尊敬他的时候。
And we have high character and a lot of people in society, they respect us.
你看看他。
And we look at him.
你再到监牢看看那些在监牢里面的人。
And you look at the person in the prison.
你发现同样一个人，同样两个眼睛，一个鼻子，同样是吃饭，你发现人与人之间差别太大。
And then you look at the person in the prison and you look at his face and his characteristics, they look the same and yet there's a great difference.
有的人死的时候几百万人送葬来不及。
And some people will die, and then thousands of people will come and attend the service.
So millions of people,
millions of people,
来送葬。有的人死的时候，人家几百万人骂他。
And some people, when they die, there are millions of people who rebuke him.
为什么呢？
Why?
那价值不一样。
Because the values are different.
我们要怎么样达到那真正的荣耀的价值？
What is the glorious value that we can reach?
第六样。
And number six.
圣经说，上帝就是爱。
Bible tells us that God is love.
God is love. 所以人被造在一个能与神相交的本能里面。
And so man is created in a capacity to have this relationship with God.
如果两个人有爱情，
if two persons have love,
就讲得通。
And there's a communication.
如果你不爱，
if there's no love,
越讲越讨厌。
The more discussion, there's more detestation.
他认为怎么重要的事情，我一点都不管。
And what the things that he thinks is important, I will ignore.
他越讲越重要，我越听越讨厌。
And the more he thinks is important, the more I detest.
两个人一爱上去的时候，
but if they love one another,
没有事也找事情来谈了。
If there's nothing to talk about, they'll find something to talk about.
讲了会通了。
Because there's a communication, there's a free flow.
那个交通，
this free flow communication,
是爱的一个表达。
This is an expression of love.
All the creatures created by God, only men have the right to communicate with God. 只有人可以与神交通。只有人。
Only men.
因为人有这个属灵的交通的本质在我们里面。
Because we have the spiritual capacity for communication.
宗教的产生。
The origin of religion.
难道是为了不明白自然现象而有的吗？
Is it because we don't understand the nature?
如果是这样的话，
if that is the case.
那么今天那些伟大的物理学家明白世界奥秘，对世界人类最大贡献的科学家就不需要有宗教了。
And then the greatest scientists, the greatest natural scientists of this world, then they don't need a religion.
但是不是如此的。
But that's not it.
有许多人在越研究自然科学的时候，又发现神的伟大，他们又把荣耀归给上帝。
The natural scientist who investigates the natural phenomena, and then it's ultimate, then he praises God, gives glory to God.
离开上帝。
As we are away from God,
你怎样伟大都没有办法把真爱表达出来。
You, no matter how great you are, you cannot manifest true love.
You cannot obtain, cannot express, and cannot show forth the genuine, the truth, love, authentic love in the society. 这是不可能的。这是不可能的。我在
想。This is not possible.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这几年
In these few years,
有多少的难民
and lots of refugees
从越南被赶出来。
Chased out of Vietnam.
请问哪一个国家收纳他们？
Ask you, which country accepted them?
回教国家收纳不收纳？
Do the Muslim countries accept them?
没有。
None.
亚洲其他的国家收纳不收纳？
Asian countries, do they accept them?
没有。
No.
最高度发展经济强国的日本收纳不收纳？
The greatest development in technology and development in Japan?
没有。
No.
共产党国家收纳不收纳？
Communist countries, will they accept them?
没有。
No.
只有一些人，中国人回到中国，中国要收，因为是中国人。
Because of some Chinese, and they will accept some Chinese back.
这些难民不是很好处理的人。
The refugees are not easy to deal with.
虽然做了难民，还有他们的民族自尊，还有他们原先的生活习惯，很难处理。
They have their national pride, they have their own habits. It's very difficult to deal with.
去年我在菲律宾，我特别到难民区中间去讲道，我拒绝教会的邀请，我单单要到难民区去讲道。
Last year I was in Philippines. I just specially went to the refugee camps. I refused all invitations to other churches.
我到他们中间讲道，我要了解他们。
I went to their camps to speak to them, and I wanted to understand them.
我告诉你
，I tell you，
什么国家接受啊
？What countries accepted them？
是受过基督教影响的国家打开门接受。
Those countries who had been influenced by the teachings of Christianity, they accepted.
这种人与人之间，虽然不是我的同胞，不是我的民族，但是有一个人类大同的爱的观念，只有从神而来。
The feeling that we are all the same people, even though we are not our own kinmen, and the realization of this and the acceptance is only those Christian influence.
虽然西方的国家不都是基督徒
although the Western countries are not all Christian,
但是在他们文化的骨髓里面，神的爱有一个很重要的占据的地位。
But in the cultural experience of the past, they have had a great influence by Christianity.
人是照着上帝的。
Man is created in the image of God.
只有一个人回到神面前，才有真正的爱的生命在他里。
And only when the person comes back to God will there be true love.
最后一样。
And the last.
上帝是生命。
God is life.
所以上帝要把永生赐给我们。
And God wants to give us eternal life.
如果一个人有灵性的觉悟而没有永远的福分。
If a person is conscious of the spirit and he doesn't have eternity.
如果一个人有良心的作用，犯罪却没有得到永远的生命。
He has the action of conscience, the conscience in his life, and he doesn't have eternity.
那是很可怜的事。
This is very pitiful.
如果一个人有永远的本质而永远失丧的话。
If a person has the eternal characteristics but is eternally dead.
那做人有什么意思？
Then what is the meaning of man?
所以有很多人就强词夺理说死了就完了。
And so a lot of people feel well, dying is the end.
讲这些话的人等到最后一秒钟你再问他他会战兢地说不一定不一定
But at the last second when you ask him just before he dies and he says not, I'm not sure
英国的 Thomas Scott
Thomas Scott in England
在他死以前一分钟讲几句话人家把他录下来
And his, before he died in his last minute he said something and people wrote it down
他说 I never believed heaven and hell before but now I believe both Yet it is too late for me我从前不相信死后有天堂地狱，现在我两样都信，但是太迟了，就这样离开世界。
And he left the world in that way.
我告诉你
，I tell you，
你是人
，You are man，
我是人
，I am a man，
我们是照着神形象造的。
We are created in the image of God.
当你真正明白今天这一篇信息的时候
，When you really understand today's message，
你会怎么样重新整顿你的人生，重新建立一个基础，重新建立一个新的观念，然后要与神发生关系。
How you're going to renew yourself? You have a new relationship, and how relationship with God?
怎么样建立关系
？How do you establish this relationship with God?
No other way.
There is no other way.
人要到神那里去，没有路。
God, man, in order to go to God, there's no other way.
除非神到人间来。
Only when God comes to man.
明天我要思想的神怎么样借助基督他真正形象的原本来到人间与人发生关系。
Tomorrow we're going to talk about how God came in the man so that he can really manifest God's image.
虽然我们讲的很幽默，很多好笑的事，但是我告诉我们谈的是很严肃的题目。
Maybe today we talked in a humorous way and there are many things to laugh, but really this is a very serious matter.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
Lord, we thank you for thy revelation. We thank you and we know.Besides thy divine revelation, there's no true knowledge of God and man. Lord, we thank you for creating us as men after your own image and likeness. Lord, we thank you for reconciliation made possible in Jesus Christ and his crucifixion. Lord, we thank you for the work of Holy Spirit to provide the salvation and to bring forththe heavenly blessings to us, so that we sinners can come to you and say to Lord, I'm here, Lord. We need you. And once again, pray for everybody here, for Christians and non-Christians, because all of us are created by you. We want to come back to you through your Son, the only Savior, our Master and Lord Jesus Christ. Truth.The death of substitution, the death of propitiation, the death of reconciliation, and his resurrection to make us anew. We once again come to thee, Lord, to dedicate, to offer ourselves, everybody of us, in thy almighty hand. As the voice of man stops here, we ask the voice and the work of the Holy Spirit continue in our heart.Until thy will done in our life. Hear our prayer. For all this we pray in the name of the precious Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior and our God. Amen.
要高声吹起号筒，那永远光明清白华丽早晨，凡世上得救的人必在那边一同相会，在那边的你我一必在其中，
在那边，
在那边的那片雪时候，
在那边，
在那边的那片雪美的时候，
在那边，
在那边。
时候在那边点名我一笔在其中，
凡信主而死的人都必在那早晨复活，那荣耀光辉灿烂他等快乐，梦见选得胜的人必在天空一同相会，在那边点名我一笔在其中，
在那边点名的时候，
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 在那边点名我一笔在其中。
在那边点名的时候，
来了。